With the additional funding from the state of Minnesota, the number of scholarships will rise from about 400 this year to almost 2,400 in 2021. Every college in the Minnesota state system has at least 25 of these scholarships available for the fall semester, some even more. For example, Central Lakes College in Brainerd offered 8 scholarships last year and now has 26 to offer this fall. Chancellor Devinder Malhotra says a big reason for the urgent need for more skilled workers is the changing demographics coming to the population of Minnesota.
There are two major trends which are impacting the state of Minnesota. The changing demographics, both in terms of age demographics as well as diversity from an ethnic standpoint, and the other is workforce shortages. And the two are not unrelated. We know that tomorrow's workforce would be diverse, and we'll be drawing workers from communities who have had very low participation rates in higher education. And add to it the fact that 75% of the emergent jobs will require some post-secondary credentials. So it's very important that we enhance access, particularly to communities which are economically fragile, who have been shut out from higher education because they didn't have the resources to come to college, or they just felt that college was not for them. And so these scholarships are a catalyst to encourage those individuals to think of the possibilities and how they can come to college, get credentials in programs which are in high demand, and with that they can get good paying jobs. And as a result, we not only meet the workforce requirements, but we also create an upward social mobility in our populations which have been economically struggling. That's the rationale for these scholarships, enhancing the success and then making sure that the doors of hope and opportunities are opened a little bit wider and we bring in more students in.
Bart Johnson is provost at Itasca Community College, and we've asked Bart and Lynette Howe, the director of nursing, in to give us the local example, right, Bart?
Yeah, it's been a good opportunity for our college, our community, and also the colleges of all the Northeast Higher Education District to offer these scholarships in really some of these high demand areas. As we look at the fields that these scholarships apply towards, they're the same things we're hearing from the employers about the need for more trained and educated individuals to come and work for them. And healthcare is one of the areas where we hear the most frequently the need for more people to come and work, especially in the nursing area. And I guess I'd ask Lynette just maybe share a couple of perspectives on what the scholarship has meant, both for students, but also for the employers in our region.
So it's been wonderful to have these scholarships available for our students. I did try to get a couple of the recipients to come in today. And fortunately, one is got a job already and is working, and the other one is at clinical, doing the next step in the nursing process or education ladder. And so these scholarships have meant a great deal. Nursing school is very rigorous and stressful, and so it has helped alleviate some of that need to work so much in addition to the schooling, and it helps those couple semesters be able to take that load off so that they can accomplish that career goal and either stay at the practical nursing level or move on into the RN realm.
Itasca Community College enrolls about 40 students each year in its nursing program. So far, the college has been able to offer only 3 to 5 scholarships in the first years of the workforce development program. Lynette Howe says the need is much greater, and she welcomes the additional money that's been appropriated for more scholarships. Chancellor Malhotra talked about the dramatic changes coming to Minnesota in terms of ethnic diversity. Itasca Community College Provost Bart Johnson says he sees those changes coming to northern Minnesota.
Our college is over 20% students of color, to use that term, and so we are seeing the diversity in the next generation. I think if you go to our K-12 partners as well, when you, especially in the elementary and middle school age, you're seeing the diversity there. And I think what these scholarships help us to do is to encourage a broader cross-section of our community and our society to look at these important career fields. and will help fill the workforce need. There's other examples across our region. We look at the diesel mechanic, we look at some of the industrial technology programs, some of the forestry and ag programs that this supports. And if we look at filling that need in nursing or in other areas, it's going to mean a more diverse and broader cross-section society coming and working in our region. So I view these scholarships to be very important to help them not only be successful in choosing to go into a field like healthcare, but then also help anchor them in our community, that this is a place where they get their education, they work in our healthcare facilities, and hopefully ultimately choose to work there and become part of our community.
When we talk about diversity, we are also talking about socioeconomic status. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a sense, in our system across the state, we have close to 65,000 students of color or those of native origin. But we have 80,000 students from low-income families. We have 90,000 students who are 25 years and over. So the diversity spans a lot of different gamuts and characteristics. And even here in the northern area, there are very many first-generation students, very high rates of students who are Pell eligible or are from low-income families. And economic fragility is very important. I mean, as Bart and Lynette can tell you, $500 or $1,000 difference between the cost and what the resources the student has may make a decision whether they stay in school or not. And so $2,500 per year, which covers half the tuition, is a big, big contribution to the overall resources available.
$2,500 is a very generous scholarship to a student. When we told them they got $2,500, I mean, it was genuine excitement. It's a great opportunity for our students, but where did the idea come from and how did it come to fruition?
I think that's a great question. I mean, this conversation around workforce shortages have been going on for some time. And we account for close to 37,000 graduates a year from all across our system. Almost half of them come from our career and technical programs in our two-year colleges, almost 17 to 18,000. And so there was a need to ramp up that work even more. I want to just to give you a sense of all the undergraduate enrollment, we account for close to 60%, and we account for close to 55% of the graduates. And so the idea really emanated from the fact that if we have to grow the talent, then we have to create an incentives so that we can attract students, particularly in those areas where there are most severe shortages. And so in partnership with businesses and industry, in partnership with K-12, we are working with them so that we can move students into these channels where the work shortages are most severe. But I also want to be very clear, $8 million over the biennium is not going to solve the workforce shortages of Minnesota. It's a small part of the bigger puzzle, but it's a very important part because it can become a catalyst which can excite the business and industry. And I'm sure Bart and Lynette can give you many examples of how employers are becoming partners with us in educating our students. And then it can also excite the local philanthropy. So this is much more of a catalyst which will then spawn some further attention and focus on growing the talent and retaining the talent, and then making sure that as students work through their life cycle, they have the necessary training and expertise to be successful in the workplace.
Devinder Malhotra is the chancellor of the Minnesota State College and University System. He and Itasca Community College Provost Bart Johnson and the director of nursing at Itasca, Lynette Howe, joined us for a conversation about workforce development scholarships. Scholarships are available right now for students who want to enroll this fall in one of the workforce programs at community colleges in northern Minnesota. Scholarships at the community college level enable students to connect with employers at the local level after 1 or 2 years of study. The scholarships may also help students when they choose to continue in a four-year program at one of our state universities. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Scott Hall.